The happy little boy. The happy little boy. Once upon a time, there was a family called the Happy Family. There was Mr. and Mrs. Happy, and there were three boy happies, and there were three girl happies. Well, they were just the happiest family. They were just full of joy, and nothing was a bother. There was no problems in their world. They used to just hang out together and just have fun. They were always smiling and always giggling. Well, the youngest of the children was a little boy, and he was called Little Hap because he was the littlest. He went to school and he was just happy to be there. He just enjoyed everything that was going on in the classroom. He enjoyed all the other kids that were there, and he enjoyed the lessons, and he enjoyed his teacher, Mrs. Smith. Mrs. Smith, well, she was a little bit different. She thought that there were times when children, well, they should be a bit more respectful. And when she was talking about serious things, like, well, how you do division and subtraction, she felt that the kids in her class should pay attention. But little Hap, well, he was just so happy to be learning all these things that, well, he was just smiling and giggling. Mrs. Smith took little Hap to the headmaster's room because she thought there was something going on that wasn't quite right. The headmaster, well, he listened to what Mrs. Smith had to say and spoke with little Hap. They didn't talk about what was going on in the classroom, though. They talked about fishing, because in the headmaster's room, he had lots of pictures of fish, and he even had some big ones that were stuffed and hanging on the wall. And little Hap, well, he really loved fishing. So they talked about fishing, and they talked about all the good spots for going fishing down on the river. But the headmaster thought, well, just to keep Mrs. Smith happy, we'd better send you to the doctor. Let the doctor check you out. So that's what they did. The Happy Family, they weren't concerned about going to the doctor. They knew that everything was okay. At the doctor's, he checked little Happy out. He went over his body and checked it out. He even got him to take his clothes off, so he was just in his underwear, just to see if there was something that was stuck in his clothes that were tickling him, that were making him giggle and so happy. But he couldn't find anything. What he did do, though, was he did a test on his knee to see what his reactions were like. And he had little Hap sit on the corner of the table, on the edge of the table, and he tapped his knee with a little hammer, and his legs shot out. And little Hap, he just laughed all the more. He just thought that was so funny, because he was laughing so strongly, the doctor started laughing as well. And all of a sudden, they were rolling around, just laughing and tapping each other's knee and making it fly out. It was lots of fun. But the doctor felt obliged to send little Hap to a specialist. And so he did. Well, a happy family, they weren't concerned. They knew everything was all right. So off he went to a specialist. This man, the specialist, he was like an expert on kids. And he asked them all sorts of questions and asked them what he did after school and what he did, how many brothers and sisters he had and what they liked to do and what they had for dinner. And he found out all sorts of things about the happy family. But he couldn't find out why he was so happy. Because he just was. And there was no real logical reason for it. So he sent him to a psychologist. A psychologist. Well, that's a grown-up who is an expert on why people think and how they think. So off he went to the psychologist. And a psychologist sat him down and he asked him a whole lot of questions as well. And little Hap, well, he just answered them. He just told him what he thought. And then the psychologist says, okay, you have to tell me what's so funny. You have to tell me the joke. The joke, said little Hap. That's right, said the psychologist. You seem to be giggling and laughing all the time, and I'm sure you've got a joke in your head that's making you laugh. Well, little Hap, he was a bit confused. He couldn't think of why. He might have a joke in his head. Often funny things came into his head and he just giggled and laughed. But they were all the time changing, and it wasn't necessarily a joke that was always there. So, the psychologist, well, he couldn't really solve the problem. Because to be quite honest, it wasn't really his field. He was more an expert in why people weren't happy, why they were sad, rather than why they were happy. So, little Hap went back to school, and he enjoyed being happy. And well, the teacher, Miss Smith, she went and saw the psychologist, and she was happy because she could talk to somebody about what was going on for her and why she wasn't all that happy. And well, the psychologist, he was happy because he was talking to somebody who he was an expert on and why they weren't happy. And so they had lots of happy times together, sorting out things. And the happy family, well, they just continued being happy because when you're happy, and that's all there is to it. Be happy and giggle and laugh.